Wrigley's Spearmint Gum presents The Howard Miller Show. And now here with music on records is Howard Miller.
Thank you very much, Eddie Joyce. Good morning and a happy Monday to everybody all over the United States of America and the world, for that matter, because the world is our oyster this morning. We're going to talk show business with one of the most interesting and engaging personalities in all the world, Mr. Peter Lind Hayes. But before we switch to his home in New Rochelle, New York, I want to just welcome back to our Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum Show the venerable old gentleman, Mr. Ed Joyce, who now tips the scale at about, what, 26 years of age? Eddie, it's wonderful having you back. How was the vacation?
It was wonderful. Had a wonderful time, but actually, I missed you and the money.
Well, thank you very much. Didn't you miss the gum?
And the gum,
most of all. That's what you meant by the money, because that's the way they pay us, huh? I understand you did 2 weeks at the Orange Room at Netics.
I was a smash.
You were, This is the only man that ever went to New York on the vacation and had an opportunity of tasting all the Howard Johnson flavors. It's wonderful having you back, Eddie, and we missed you. The boys around here did a great job, but it's nice having our old friendly voice of Mr. Eddie Joyce for Wrigley. Well, of course, we're here for Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum, the most delightful treat in all the world, and while I didn't bother Eddie by asking him the question, I'm pretty certain that as long as he drove to New York, he probably had a glove compartment full of Wrigley's Spearmint, because it's the finest companion in all the world when you go automobile driving. Now, particularly to the men in the audience this morning, those of you who are out in the great open spaces, the American highways, I hope that you'll always relieve the tension that comes from a busy day, a workaday world, by having Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum. There's nothing more refreshing, more wholesome, more delicious. So the next time you stop to fill up the old automobile with gas, you fill up your pockets with Wrigley's Spearmint. You'll always have a delightful friend and a wonderful treat when you're driving those long, precious miles over America's concrete. But remember, make it the best product in all the world, Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum. Well, we want to switch to New York now because our CBS engineers out of New York have been nice enough to bring microphones and all the equipment to the home of Peter Lind Hayes in New Rochelle, New York. Pete, can you hear me?
All right, Wrigley, drop the gum.
Oh, brother. I can see that this is going to set the sail for quite a fast and flippin' 15 minutes. Pete, it's great having you on our show.
Thank you, Howard. It's nice to be here. I feel like Arthur Godfrey. I'm sitting out here on the patio at our house up here in New Rochelle, surrounded by our two children who just came back from school.
And I know how two small youngsters can surround Daddy, too. There must be the joy of your life, aren't they? Kathy and Mike, 6 and 4, not respectively.
That's right.
Pete, you just finished, of course, a long stint on this network. Just prior to the time that we come on, you were doing the Godfrey Show. I suppose you had a great kick all summer working there, didn't you?
I certainly did. I want to thank all of the people that were so generous and kind to me down there. You know, it's kind of tough to walk into strange surroundings, but they made me feel at home.
That's a big pair of shoes to fill, isn't it?
Yeah, big seat to fill, too.
That's right. Pete, I know that you've been in show business for long enough to bring to this program this morning a lot of conversation that's going to please the people who like to refer back to the halcyon days, the nostalgia of show business. How long have you been in the business?
23 years, exactly, and since Chicago is your base of operations, it was the beginning of my mother's base of operations, Grace Hayes. She started there many years ago at Colosimo's, and I was quite a novelty at the Children's Hospital. I had spinal meningitis in Chicago and was cured completely by Dr. Jamplis and Dr. Apt.
Is that right here at Children's Memorial?
Two famous children's specialists in Chicago, yes.
It's a wonderful hospital, and of course it still is recognized as one of the outstanding children's centers in the world. Well, Pete, then if you started 23 years ago, you were a mere slip of a lad yourself when you began show business. What was your first job?
I was 16, and my mother was in vaudeville, or the last remains of vaudeville, and I was at an Irish Christian Brothers school up here called Iona, and we got broke, as the saying goes in show business. And I wrote a vaudeville act while I was in high school. Instead of learning my lessons, I wrote an act. And shortly after that, we broke it in during the summer, and the good brothers came down and beseeched my mother to keep me out of school and put me into the theater. It seems I was demoralizing the school anyway.
They thought it would be better if you demoralized the American stage a little bit rather than the schoolroom, huh?
That's right. Get him out of the schoolroom.
Well, you certainly haven't demoralized it. You've been a great contributor to the arts, Pete, both you and your lovely wife, Mary. How long have you been married?
We'll be married 15 years in December.
And, of course, in a great many instances, she works right by your side, doesn't she? In a great many things
does.
That you do.
She was Miss New Orleans, you know, a little old Mary Healy girl from New Orleans, Louisiana.
Yes. 15 years is a long while, and that certainly dispels all the belief that some people have that show business doesn't lead to happy marriages. You would be living proof that that is not true custom, Pete.
Oh, I think that the marriages and breakups of marriages and show business are just spotlighted more than the layman's marriages are, so...
Because we're all in the public eye.
That's right.
Pete, in all these travels and all these various facets of the art that you get yourself involved in, which one seems to give you the greatest accomplishment or the greatest challenge and then accomplishment?
Well, the greatest feeling of accomplishment is to please more people. So naturally, I think the medium of television and radio, it's the most challenging, for sure, and you reach more ears and hearts, I think.
Simultaneously, there's no doubt about that. Well, now, you necessarily, of course, have to almost change your pace entirely because you're also known as one of the great supper club acts in the business. You work Vegas and the Fontainebleau, places of that sort. Now, that requires a certain type of pace for your act, and television decidedly different. How do you plan? How do you gear yourself for these two medias?
Well, actually, sitting in for Arthur the last 5 weeks was practically the first sober audience that we'd seen in a couple of years. But we do practically on television the same thing that we do in supper clubs. We think that cleanliness is next to godliness, and we never compromise. Everything that we do in a supper club could be done in a church, Howard.
Is that right?
Yes.
Well, have you found that there is any reluctance to accept that type of act in places where people are for frivolity and for the lighter flip side of life?
No, it's a challenge, but I have a lot of respect for the mentality of the people that are so-called audiences. And I just feel that eventually, if you stay clean, that they have to come around to recognizing the fact that you are trying to not take the line of least resistance and give them good, clean material. And I think in the ultimately, they appreciate it.
I think that's so true. Well, now, what is this, just a short vacation before you swing back into gear on the road, Pete?
Yes, we're going down to the fabulous Fontainebleau in Miami, January the 31st, with the Toppers. That's the singing group that were on the Godfrey Show with us. And then we go to the Sands out in Las Vegas, across the street from the Grace Hayes Lodge. That's my mother's place.
Uh-huh.
In February.
Well, the Grace Hayes Lodge, what basically is that, Pete?
That is a small saloon. Uh-huh. Across the street from the Sands, and you might call it a novelty place in Las Vegas because she has no gambling.
None whatsoever?
None at all, except the jukebox, and then it's a gamble because if you put a nickel in, you're liable to get one of our records, and then you lose.
That would really be taking a chance. Pete, I understand that Mike and Kathy are still right there. I think I can hear their young voices in the background.
Well, Michael is very proud. Michael, would you step up and say hello to Howard Miller and his wonderful audience? He just came home from his first day in the second grade.
Second grade, 6 years of age?
Yes.
Mike, you're gonna top
Howard.
All. How are you, sir?
Fine.
It's wonderful having you here, Mike. You were on Mr. Morrow's Person to Person show when they visited Daddy and Mother, weren't you?
Yes.
You know, we compare this to Person to Person. This is Tinkers to Evers to Chance.
Well, we're taking one right now, because from the mouths of babes, you know.
Oh,
Mike,
wisdom.
This is quite remarkable that you're in second grade already. What school do you go to?
Blessed Sacrament.
And what did you learn today, or did they just assign you your subjects today and give you your books?
Just give me my books.
That's all? And I bet
you're... a little bit of a work.
What sort of work did they give you today?
Well, numbers and adding, that's all.
Oh, well, that shouldn't be hard for you. Does Daddy have to do your homework for you, or do you do it yourself?
I do it myself.
I'll bet you do it.
Howard, he writes half of my jokes. Don't let him fool you.
In other words, he does your act. You don't have to do his.
That's right.
How about Kathy? Is she there? Kathy's
Kathy,
four, isn't
step
she?
Step over here and say hello to Howard Miller.
Hello.
Hello, sweet and pretty little Kathy. How are you?
Fine.
I bet you're real proud of that Daddy and Mommy of yours, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
Now that Mike goes to school every day, who do you play with? Are there some other kids in the neighborhood?
No, I play with the Christophs.
With who, honey?
The Christophs.
David and Michael Christoph, they live next door to us here in Peter.
Oh, the Christoph children.
Yeah, she plays with nothing but boys, and she's tougher than any of them.
Well, Kathy, I suppose that you play all sorts of games. What's your favorite game when you play with the Christoph youngsters?
See, they try to run away from me, and I like to still play with them, and they don't let me play with them.
Oh, well, they're not playing, honey. They're just trying to get away, that's all.
It's that age-old problem, you know, the one girl in the neighborhood and all the boys say, eh.
Well, you and I remember, don't we, Pete? We're about the same age.
Sure do. They used to burn leaves under my feet.
And that was now giving birth then to the hot foot as we know it today.
That's right.
Pete, you have now branched out into another facet of endeavor because you've decided that you're going to make a hit record, and you certainly have. I think this thing, Remembering, is one of the most exciting of the old songs to be revived by you and Mary, and it's just a delightful thing to listen to. How do you feel about it?
I feel wonderful about the success of the record, Howard, and I'm very grateful to you because you got it off the ground there in Chicago. And the reason I'm particularly interested in the record is because it's one of my favorite old songs. I worked the Palace Theater with Rosetta and Vivian Duncan in 1932.
The famous Topsy and Eva girls.
That's right.
And those girls wrote this song, as a matter of fact.
It's their theme song. And
yes.
They have a dramatic... school out in Los Angeles now.
Let's give it a spin right now, and as soon as we complete it, we'll talk a little bit about the Duncans in the remaining time, but I want all the world to listen to this because I think it's a positive hit, Pete, and I'd be so happy if you and Mary would have a big hit record, and I think this could do it for you.
Well, I'm listening.
Fine. Here's Peter Lynn Hayes and Mary Healy, a wonderful record on Columbia, known simply as remembering. That's Peter Lynn Hayes and Mary Healy with a wonderful Columbia record. If your record shop doesn't have it, they can get it, of course, from the Columbia distributor by just making a phone call. But they probably have it by now. It's been out a couple of weeks. And, Pete, I just love it. I've been playing it all the time on my local shows here.
I wanted to thank you on Mary's behalf and mine. My child bride is very grateful, too.
Your child bride of 15 summers.
She's out playing golf.
Pete, looking back over the years of music, 1923, you and I are just about the same age. I remember, although I was just a little fellow, as were you, the famed Duncan Sisters when they were here in Chicago and also New York and Topsy Neva. That was a great show, wasn't it?
Yes, it certainly was. I remember Topsy says, "I wasn't born, I just growed."
Just growed. And both of those girls, of course, stayed in show business for some years after that. What are they doing now, do you know, Pete?
Well, they have a dramatic school out in Los Angeles, and I think it's Rosetta. I'm not sure, but Rosetta is going to play the lovable part of Tugboat Annie for a television series.
Gee, and just think, it was back in those days that she was just a cute little girl, and now she's ready for a heavy like Tugboat Annie.
Well, if you have talent, I don't think they can ever really get you out of show business.
I'm
they try,
sure
but you always hang around on the outskirts and finally come back into your own again.
That's right. Well, don't you ever leave show business for a long, long while, Pete. You and Mary contribute too much to it. Will you please give her a great big kiss for me and also thank Mike and Kathy for their addition to our family group today.
My heart for all of your fans, if they're driving, listening in their cars, drive carefully. You've been so nice. We'd hate to lose you.
Thank you very, very much.
Bye.
Bye-bye, Pete. That was Peter Lynn Hayes from his home in New Rochelle, New York. This is Howard Miller for Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum. You tried it. It's the most amazing and wonderful product you've ever tasted. It's the finest friend you can have in your car. Until we see you tomorrow at the same time, thanks, and once again, back to the voice of Eddie Joyce, our returned veteran.
You've just heard the Howard Miller Show with music on records brought to you from Chicago by Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. Be sure and join Howard Miller tomorrow at this same time when his guest will be Gogi Grant. This is the CBS Radio Network.